Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Sometimes it takes a toll, and when we were at the Special Olympics this past
caregivers, and caregivers were able to sit down a little bit and enjoy themselves a little bit while the Army stepped in, the Navy stepped in, the various businesses in the community stepped in, and they were able to enjoy themselves. And as caregivers, sometimes you don't get that opportunity. Sometimes you're just so constantly giving that you don't get a chance to step back. So my hat goes off to them. Also, we know that this coming Monday we celebrate Memorial Day, and we thank God for everyone that has served their country, for everyone who has sacrificed their life. I know my dad, he was in the military, served in Korea and Vietnam, and those people have served in Iraq War and the Gulf War, and those people that serve currently serving in Iran. Afghanistan, we just thank God for people that are rendering those type of services, and they do it without a bunch of hoopla, and you know, those are the type of things that keep our country going. Those are the type of things that keep our country well, is people just stepping up, being caregivers, being servicemen and women, being people that are willing to volunteer and help out with people with special needs. And so it's been a good week, and I'm just thankful for everything that's transpired so far in those areas. Kirby?
Yeah, and you know, it's very important that we remember our caregivers, because it's a thankless position, especially for caregivers of younger children, such as the ones that participate in the Special Olympics, but also caregivers of older persons as well, those who are in the nursing home take care of our grandparents, and even if our parents have reached a state where they're in a nursing home, those caregivers give all of themselves all of the time. They're always on call. Most of them never really get a break. And it's a very tiresome job to think about things that need to be done and have to be done. And, you know, so it's always good that, you know, with me, I able to kind of go out to the various events and with nursing homes and kind of give those caregivers the break, because you know, sometimes they can lose their patience. They can get burnt out. They can get tired. You know, you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And a lot of times, especially in a nursing home, you're dealing with people who really don't want to be there. You know, that would rather be in their homes amongst family and friends or whatever. But because of the either the condition or just what the situation is, the cost for them to be there, and these caregivers have to make them as happy and as comfortable as possible. So I know what caregivers go through. I know what my mother, my grandmother, was in the nursing home. Even, you know, in her old age, you know, those caregivers, they did all they could to make sure she was happy, and you know, make sure her clothes were changed, and make sure she got to the bathroom, and you know, and I know my grandmother. My grandmother was a pistol. But you know, those caregivers, they still did it with a smile. You know, they would come in
night in and night out,
day in and day out, night in and night out, and they always have to be on call. So you know, that's a very important thing, is that, you know, we need to take time to remember these caregivers. I mean, because they're a very valuable resource, especially you know, if you have children with special needs that you talked about, or if you have elderly parents who are no longer to take care of those, you know, take care of themselves, and we are still trying to live our lives, whether we have families or we're still working. We don't have, you know, we don't necessarily have all the time to really dedicate to really giving 100% to, you know, to children with special needs, or to, you know, to our elderly parents or whatever. So, you know, big hats off, hand clap, hat on back, hugs, kisses to the caregivers and the great work that they do. And, you know, and even the Special Olympics. I used to work with the Special Olympics for a long time, even before I got into working with special needs students. And I tell you that the one thing we fail to realize is that these children who have special needs, they want to experience what it feels like just to be a regular, just to participate and to be a regular person, somebody to support them. You know, a lot of times we look at people with special needs and, you know, we kind of limit, say, well, they can do this, but they can't do that, or they can do this and they can't do that. But at the end of the day, they just want to be regular children.
Yeah.
They want somebody to come out and clap for them and cheer for them.
Their gold medal.
You know, they may not be as fast as everybody else, and they may not jump as high as everybody else. But you know what? They want to have the experience to say, I can do the same thing as my peers can.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, just giving them the experience to say that they did it. And, you know, and the more we support, you know, our special need children, especially it will take them long ways, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Many of them give up in life because they don't feel nobody's there to support them. So, you know, that's a great opportunity. If anybody ever gets the opportunity to go out and check out the Special Olympics,
hats off to Catholic University.
Yes, sir.
Their sports arena, their swimming pools, their facilities, and it's just like a regular Olympic event. It's a 3-day event, and it's just awesome. But you know, that's the setup, right?
Right.
The setup is for the recognizing the caregivers.
That's right.
We have to, Referee, we have to ask our listening audience, all of our supporters, we're going to have to ask them to help us to develop a system that recognizes caregivers, that we would go to the various nursing homes, that we would come up with a group of people that would come, I don't know, it would be once a week or every quarter, or how you would rotate to the various nursing homes, and just go into those places and recognize and let the people know that you're appreciated.
That's right, and we want people to feel appreciated for the work that they do. One of the most difficult things is to have a job or position that you do, and nobody appreciates the effort, the sacrifice, the hard time. You know, being a teacher can sometimes be a thankless position.
Mm-hmm.
Being a caregiver,
and you have teacher appreciation day.
You have teacher appreciation day, and I can attest to this. And you know, what we normally get we get a plastic bottle that says "Thank you, we appreciate you," or we get scarred. But you know, and at the end of the day, you just want to say, "Doc, you can keep that." Right, you know, but and people fail to realize that, you know, most of the time you don't even get into teaching or get into caregiving for the money. It's because that's where your heart is. That's where your heart is. And
so what type of ideas, and I know I run my mouth and I have all kind of ideas, but what type of ideas do you think would, doesn't have to be anything elaborate, it could be a box lunch that you bring by and drop by to the caregivers, it could be someone just taking them to lunch, or someone just spelling someone. It doesn't necessarily have to be the nursing home institutions, but it could be someone during the day. You know, I know you have to be qualified or whatever, but someone to say, okay, I'm going to give you a break for a half a day or something like that. Yeah. Or instead of giving a break, you know, I know you have to be qualified to do it, so I wouldn't want anyone to have to go in and stand in that was not qualified. But suppose we got together as a group and said, okay, caregivers, we're going to defray the cost of getting your nails done or your hair done or something like that, because you're such valuable resources. We want you to be able to, on your day off, you know, or before you go into work, to be able to go by X, Y, Z establishment and get, you know, 50% off your nails or your hair or your lunch or your car wash or your oil change. These are the type of things that we're trying to look into our caregivers as far as our men and women in uniform, as far as, because the Army and the Navy out there, Special Olympics, I mean, they're just, you know, they're running around the whole campus, you know, with all of these students, I mean, all these special needs people, and I mean, they're just giving it up, and if we could start with caregivers, you know, maybe work our way to the police department or the fire department and just say, hey, you know, you're our first responders. You know, we appreciate you. you know, it's a thankless job. You guys, whether it's an emergency, you always got to roll out and go see, even if it's a false alarm, you know, you're always in harm's way. And to be able to have the community to be a resource to those people who are resources. See, that's the flip side of it.
That's right.
And to let them know, hey, you know, we recognize people in the veteran home. We recognize people that take care of their loved ones. And just for them to be able to roll out, to be able to say something about, we appreciate you. We want to give you a half off on this. We want to be able to buy this for you, take your chance, get your hair done or something.
That's
come
right.
To the barber shop and say, hey, on Mondays, the first Monday of every month, caregivers can come in and get your hair cut free or half off.
Yeah, and you know, it, and like you said, Pastor C, it doesn't have to be anything big. It can just be the simplest thing. But I know for a fact that when my grandmother was in a nursing home, my mom would just bring lunch.
Mm-hmm.
For the caregivers.
Yeah.
And that would make their day.
Yeah.
You know, and because they would just feel appreciated. And those are some of the simplest things
mm-hmm.
you could do. You know, like officers who were on beat during the day,
mm-hmm.
you know, have time to eat, be like, hey, come by the church and get a plate or get
mm-hmm.
something to eat. And those things, you'd be surprised how far they go with
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they see that, you know, someone just took the time to say, you know what, we appreciate what you do. We value your efforts. You know, your blessings.
Yeah, your first responders.
That's right, blessings.
Everybody else running that way.
That's right.
And they running too.
That's right. You're a blessing to the community, you know, the caregivers. You're taking care of people that, you know, we can't take care of because we either don't have the time or the patience or any of those things. So, and it takes special people
mm-hmm.
to do those jobs, Pastor C. And that's one thing, you know, we do have to realize that everybody can't be a caregiver.
Yeah.
Everybody is not going to be a police officer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, everybody's not going to be able to go into the classroom and work with kids who have learning disabilities
Absolutely.
And so on and so forth. So these are special people, and a lot of times these people fly under the radar because they don't have a glamorous position. They don't make,
mm-hmm.
you know, they don't make a lot of money, but surprisingly, they make the biggest difference.
They're the greatest resource.
They're the greatest resources in our community. You're talking about educating children. You're talking about caring for those who can't care for themselves. And most importantly, you're talking about people who protect the community. Those are very important people. So like you said, just simple things. You know, treating them to lunch. Letting the caretakers, you know, get a discount for to get their nails done or get their hairs done or, you know, get them something like a day spa pass or
mm-hmm,
something.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, go to the spa and relax. Those are little things that even we as churches could do to just help reach out. And the most important thing you realize is you're planting that seed.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, if they know that there's somebody that appreciates what they're doing, they're going to work even harder
Absolutely.
You know, it's one thing to work
your job. Re-energize,
rejuvenate them.
Yeah. So when you're a police officer and you're having a bad day, but someone comes and give you a cold, your favorite cold soda,
right?
You know, and hooks you up with a sandwich or something, and you know, that changes your mood towards your community.
Because you know there's somebody in your corner.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, these police officers or whoever, just feel like I'm doing my job and nobody cares if I die today or not. Because to them, I'm just another police
mm-hmm.
officer. Or nobody cares, you know, whether, you know, the kid, you know, treat me bad in the class.
Right.
Or I'm dealing with the patient that doesn't want to follow the election. So, it's something that, you know, we overlook as a whole, but
mm-hmm.
we really need to take time and start, you know, really looking at those people who give of themselves and sacrifice of themselves to help others and to protect others in the community. And like you say, even with military, you know, we're talking about Memorial Day, and I did want to give a shout-out to my grandfather, Earl Washington.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who served in World War II, and he's still living. So,
amen.
You know, and
what a blessing.
That's right. He talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and I said it's a blessing for people who have gone off and have defended our country.
The ultimate sacrifice.
The ultimate sacrifice. And have lost their lives for, you know, for the sake of the red, white, and blue, as
mm-hmm.
we say. So, you know, so definitely, you know, this Memorial Day weekend, we ought to be very thankful for all of the military officers, those who are still enlisted, those active duty, those who have gone off to war
mm-hmm.
and come back. And
reserves.
Reserves.
Yep.
I mean, just every. everybody, anybody who puts on that uniform, you know, needs to be commended for the job well done. But once again, I know we've been talking for a few minutes. You know, I missed my passing seat last week, we were on the air, but we weren't together. We were feeling a little distant, so we had to have our reconnect moment. But for those of you who are listening tonight, don't forget the number to call us here is 347-324-5569. If you want to dial in and listen, or if you have a question tonight, please join us. And also, don't forget that we are on Twitter, which is PACDC316. And Pastor C, we had a good weekend last week, and I know you still on a high from that. Amen. Yeah, you know, with the passing out of the flies last Friday and Family and Friends Day Sunday.
My brother King Fools in the house Friday night.
And of course, you know, the jump off was the May Free Saturday where everybody came out to be blessed. So, you know, we were truly thankful to God that he blessed our endeavors, and you know, we're just like to say we're just getting started. Summer is peeking around the corner, and we have so many events and things that are going on, and you know, and we're going to try to be everywhere.
Absolutely.
You know, we're going to try to be at two places at one time.
Absolutely.
Amen.
So
we definitely want to make it happen.
Well, we're grateful for that kickoff last Saturday. It was just fantastic, and I met with our deacons of our church on Monday. And we're going to make sure that 3 day is going to be a part of our ministry on every third Saturday. Every third Saturday, that's going to be a part of our ministry. And we're just going to make ourselves available resources to the community. And as long as the Lord provides, we're just going to continue to do that on Saturday, getting people involved, want to get some other churches involved, other ministries involved, and that will be something that people will be able to look forward to on third Saturday, and we will do it until the weather gets we can't be out there, but we're going to be asking different preachers to come through and give some positive words during that time, so it's going to be a great thing on Saturday, so we're developing it, we're looking forward to it. Got the grill, got the hot dogs, got the clothes, you know, going to have the people there. And it's going to be a great event on Saturday, so we're looking forward to it. We want that to be a highlight for people's summer going from this summer all the way to the fall or late fall. But also with this appreciation for these caregivers, that's going to be a big thing that we can do all year long. And one of our members, he works in the nursing home business. So we're going to be getting with him. And matter of fact, I might give him a call tonight to ask him if that's something that somebody's currently doing or is it something we can do. I know our church goes over there every fifth Sunday on Sunday, and we minister to the people at the nursing facility. But there's a church there every Sunday, but again, we want to be a resource not only to the residents, but we also want to be a resource to the caregivers.
That's right. Amen for that. And like you said, you know, there are definitely opportunities for us to go out and to witness and to minister, especially with the nursing homes. They're always looking for churches to come in and render services. I know I've had the opportunity to go over to Carroll Manor, which is right behind Providence Hospital over there in Northeast, and participate in a lot of the worship services with the members in the Carroll Manor senior facility. And I tell you, it's something to behold. And a lot of times, you know, it's almost like an hour and a half, 2 hour service, which you get like a double blessing because the caregivers get a break.
Yeah.
But then also the members there, they get a chance to come to church and hear good service, hear some good singing and hear some good preaching, and they can do their testimonies and they can do whatever. And I tell you, you leave there and you just feel so rejuvenated because you've been a blessing for everybody.
Right. And you
everybody.
Went to be a blessing.
That's right. You went to be a blessing, and you got a blessing, and, you know, and it's a great opportunity. And, you know, there are many nursing homes in this area that are always looking for churches to come in and to render services. I know there's another nursing home right there on 18th Street in Northeast. It's the name of it. It doesn't cross my mind right now, but I know they're always looking for churches to come in and render services either on a Saturday or a Sunday. There's another one right on Chilham Road. I know that my friend Pastor Sinclair Gray, who's a pastor of Empowerment Temple, he's the board. He sits on the board of directors over there, and he's a chaplain, and he's always looking for people to come in.
Yeah.
And to render services. So the opportunities are there. The resource is there. But like you say, it's whether or not people want to get connected and really do a good thing. Because at the end of the day, you know, Pastor C, you're going to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that God works, you're going to walk away being blessed as well.
That's
right.
The thing, the principle is when you become a resource, then resources are poured into you.
That's right.
So as you pour out, you're getting poured in too. And that's the kingdom principle. But that's what I want to do. We want to do collectively as people of our community is we want to be a support resource for our caregivers. So we're gonna take the opportunity and we're going to start with one. We'll probably start with the one where our church supports over on Marlboro Pike in District Heights, where Minister Williamson, was over there over that facility for a minute. He's up in Baltimore now, but I'm sure he still has contact with him. I'm going to try to get him on the phone tonight to see what are the opportunities for us to be support resources to those caregivers. What type of items? Because again, you see people bring items for the residents and the caregivers. They are getting a salary, but to just to give them something like a bonus over and above, you know, what their salary is. A lot of times you can't pay a caregiver, you can't pay a teacher, you can't pay a firefighter or a policeman what they're worth, and you give them this bonus, you give them this rejuvenation. That will go a long way, and then that would make them feel more apt to have a better attitude or better personality toward, you know, giving care, and that goes a long way. When someone's feeling well, they have wellness in their life, they have wellness as far as someone appreciates them, then that gives them the ability to pass it on to whoever they're serving, and I believe that, and I know we believe that that's important for the wellness of our community is when we help each other to be well, it passes on to the community. So I'm gonna try to get Mr. Williamson in there and see what will be the best time and what will be the best date, and we're gonna start this thing just like we start the May Free. We're gonna start the caregiver appreciation days, and you know there's so many caregivers. My aunt, she's doing my daughter's hair right now. She's been a great caregiver for our family, with my grandmother and various people in our family. She has been an awesome caregiver. And sometimes they get wore down. Sometimes they need a break. Sometimes they need someone to say, hey, it's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of this. And we're excited about it. So I'm going to try to get Minister Williamson on the line. I talked to him earlier today. He was doing some running around in Baltimore, so he might be a little busy, but I'm going to see if I can surprise him a little bit and get him to pick up and say, hey, you know, caregivers are important, and we want to give us some instructions on how we can get together and support them. I know this is going to be a great ministry, a great resource, outreach, and we're just going to hope he picks up.
That is 347-324-55. On Twitter, if you want to leave us a message on Twitter, we'll be checking. 316. That's PACDC.
Recognize this number, I might have to call it on my phone and tell them to pick up. But what do you think about that, Rev B? You think that's something that pastors, CDC can start doing?
I think it's a great opportunity for us to really get out and start visiting these nursing homes and really getting churches to join in, because it's really part of the outreach. You know, I always go back to when Pastor Ross was on here. Is, you know, your outreach is about reaching out, and you know, we have to go as far as we can. You know, we have to make sure that we, you know, turn over every rock and go leap and bound.
I just tried to call you from the radio
program. So it'll be a great.
See that 347 though.
It'll be a great opportunity for us to go out and to be a blessing. And so, you know, if churches are interested.
Okay, can I call you back? I want
to
ask you a question.
Have an opportunity for folks to go out to these various nursing homes and to be a blessing. And you know, the more we go out, the more lives are going to be changed. If you know that the more we do, the more that Christ is going to bless us in return. So, you know, we're at the point in time where we just challenge.
You reached 202-627-9868. I'm able to take your call right now, so please leave a message. Thank you.
At the tone.
He was checking his answering machine, Rev B.
Okay.
So he didn't get a chance to kick over. So we're gonna talk to him. He's trying to get his ideas on what's going on. That's how we can set this thing up.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Williamson.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Pastor Kason and Reverend Stewart. We're on the air, and we decided to give you a call because we were talking about caregivers and how we wanted to try to touch base with you and see what were some of the challenges that the caregivers at the nursing home they go through and how we as a community of people can possibly do some appreciation toward them.
Okay.
So what exactly do you do with I know you're over top of various nursing homes. What exactly do you do?
Yeah, I'm the regional director of business development for CommuniCare, the 8 buildings that they have here in the Maryland area. And it's skilled nursing and short-term rehab. So we do both in all of the locations. So it's there for a person who needs to, someone had a hip replacement and just needs a little bit of therapy and getting a little strengthening and go back home. And then it's also for folks that need to be there on a long-term basis.
All right. So we at Pastors Aid Community Development Corporation, we like to go in and just provide resources. On last Saturday, we did at our church, we did the outreach, and so we were looking to try to do an outreach to some of the caregivers because we know caregiving is a tough thing. I know you are a great caregiver for your mom, and you're still a great caregiver for your dad, and we just wanted to get an insight on what it's like to be a caregiver.
Well, to be a caregiver, and as you said, Pastor, it's a tough job, but it's rewarding when you see that your loved ones are taken care of the right way and comfortably. Caregiving is a 24-hour job for the person that you're caring for. So it's mainly just getting in there and administering medicine for those folks or giving them a ride to the doctor and understanding what they're taking and letting them realize that they are not alone. And to keep them from being anxious, a lot of people get anxious when they're starting to get ill. But, you know, caregiving is just there to just do that, just to care for them, to make sure that they're comfortable and to make sure that the quality of life is still there for them.
Well, again, we appreciate everything you do as far as looking over those facilities and being a caregiver yourself. I know firsthand that you are very sincere about what you do and just appreciate how you handle it. As far as Pastor Zay, what we do is we're trying to get resources together to show appreciation to caregivers. What type of things would you think caregivers would appreciate? We were talking about possibly getting together with some people like a Jiffy Lube or a barbershop or a nail salon, going in and partnering with them to give caregivers a discount off of their hair, getting cut, or getting their oil changed, or ladies getting their nails done, or guys getting their nails done. Would those be some of the things that you would think caregivers would be appreciative of?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, Pastor. I mean, you all are definitely on the right track. In fact, National Nursing Home Week was this week, and we did just that up at the Ellicott City. The admission directors and the team there gave back to the nursing department, and that's basically what it's centered around. And they gives like a spa treatment, and they had a masseuse come on the site and gave a 15-minute massage to the staff, and then for the nurses, of course, we're taking care of them and giving them gas cards or something, personal, something a grill set. They were giving away a whole lot, and then a lot of the other facilities were just giving them cookouts and few tokens for what they've done and what they do for taking care of the folks in the nursing home. So that's right up that alley. I mean, I think that if you partner up with any nursing home, I would think that would be something that they would be very interested in. And being that it's spiritually and faith-based, that would definitely be a plus. And I think they would really appreciate that.
Well, that's what we want to do. So we want to start with one of your facilities.
That sounds good to me.
We want you to take the lead on this to let us know when we can come and when where you want to start. And I know we do on the fifth Sundays, we do the facility on Marlboro Pike and District Heights. And maybe we can start there and just have an event where we go in and we just show appreciation to the caregivers and possibly, like I said, partner with some of the retail or business, small businesses in the area to try to get them some appreciation.
I think that would be great, and I mean the executive director at that location, at the Forestville location, she's a very open-minded and Christian woman herself. So I'm more than sure that she would love to partner with you all. And I think another one that's right there with you all would be Fort Washington, down off of Indian Head Highway. Anime you stretch any further up, you're going to get towards the Annapolis Way or Silver Spring, and then you're going to go out towards the Baltimore area. But if you're starting right within that area, those are the two, especially Forestville, I think that would be a good start.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we want to do, man. And as we're growing as a community development corp, we're going to be doing more and more things like that. And we were just saying, a lot of times, coming up on Memorial Day, people forget about people that do the unsung work, the unsung heroes, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Pastor, one thing that we do, especially with on my side of the marketing side, we do that also with the social workers in the hospital and the nurses. Okay. What we do is we charter a ice cream truck and we do private events at the hospital to thank those nurses and those caregivers for giving that care to the residents. So you're right. They are overlooked, but, I know the communicate, we're wanting to do it, and just to have you all join that would just make it just a little bit sweeter.
Yeah. And all together we could, like you said, make it a little bit sweeter,
You have my full support. I mean, I'll jump on it, and I'll, like I say, get together with Satina at the at Forestville, and let her know, and then, have you all take it from there. And I'm more than sure, like I said, she would be very pleased to work with you all with this project.
And we like to broadcast live, come out and set up the radio broadcast and broadcast live and just let everybody know, what's going on and get some of them to participate in on the radio program. And I'm sure it will be a blessing to everyone. Before we let you go, I'm going to let you talk to Rev B, Minister Stewart, see if he had any questions for you before we let you go.
No, I don't have any questions, but thanks for just calling in with us tonight. We really appreciate all the information.
Well, thank you.
Yep, and keep up the good work. I know what it's like to be a caregiver. Sometimes, you know, I told Pastor C that can be a very thankless position, but I do want you to know that you are appreciated for all of the great sacrifices and the hard work that you do, especially for those who are in a position where they're no longer able to take care of themselves. And we definitely look forward to linking up with you very soon, and hopefully we can get out to some of these various nursing homes and not only be a blessing to the staff there, but also to be a blessing to many of the patients who are in those nursing homes. So we do thank you for all of the information, and we definitely will be in touch with you.
All right. I thank you, gentlemen, and God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Have a good evening.
All right. Talk to you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Awesome. D.C. Williams is always willing to look out and to help, and we just thank God for people that are on the front line, you know, taking charge and providing leadership on the front lines. So there's just this awesome opportunity to develop this wellness, and when you can get someone, like he was saying, an ice cream social or a charter event or something, to let them know, hey, we appreciate you. We know this is not an easy job. We know it's a thankless job. Many times the patients are unruly, and you know, sometimes the doctors might be, you know, the relatives might be off the chain, and you have to sit there and you have to understand the different stress levels that people have and continue to do your job regardless. So I'm excited about this one too, Randy.
I am too. And you know, just listening to Minister Williamson, you know, it doesn't have to be anything super over-the-top extravagant. It's just simple things, the ice cream social. You know, how simple is that? But at the end of the day, it's just about somebody saying thank you for what you do. And I think the words thank you, you know, go a long way with people, especially in jobs like those where it is a high-stress job and burnout is severe and it's real. You know, so you constantly need that reinforcement that you're doing a good job, that your work is appreciated, mm-hmm. that people support you. And so those are the little things that we, you know, here at Pastors Aid can do is just, you know, link up with people.
Yeah.
And you know, surprising as we say it, but, you know, caregiving is one of the biggest businesses there is in this country because there are all types of caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, daycare providers are caregivers.
Oh, my God.
And everybody needs to have their baby somewhere in somebody's daycare because most of us cannot afford to stay home. You know, so those are the biggest caregivers there are. Then you're talking about the caregivers who work in the nursing home. But then you're also talking about the caregivers in the classroom.
So you just developed another area for the daycare.
For the daycare. Right.
They go unappreciated.
They go unappreciated, too. And you know, like you say, most of these people do it for the love of it. You know, they're not high-paying jobs. You know, they're not high-paying jobs, you know. So these are people who do it because they love to help people and they love, you know, to provide and to be caring individuals. And like you said, it takes a special individual to do that. And like you say, we have so many areas under that caregiver's umbrella that we could touch. You're talking nursing homes, you're talking daycare,
mm-hmm.
you're talking, you know, working with, you know, the special needs population,
mm-hmm.
and people that do those things. So there's so many different areas that we here at Pastors Aid could really develop and get some of these churches to go out here and adopt a nursing home or adopt a daycare and just once a month stop by and be like, hey, lunch is on us. Hey, it's hot outside. We got some ice cream for you.
You know what I'm saying?
Just simple thing. Once a month. Won't even hurt you. You know, it's not like you got to go out here and spend a whole lot of money. Just come in, you know, get somebody to, you know, make some sundaes or something, or or get some smoothies. Or, I mean, you know, they just want to know that somebody appreciates what they're doing, and that's what it's all about. Like you say, when you know that people are thankful for what you do, that brings about the rejuvenation, that brings
their
about
wellness.
The wellness,
yeah.
That brings about the motivation, that helps with the mental psyche, that says, you know what, I'm good now.
I know my community
my community appreciates the sacrifices that I make to do this job on a daily basis, and I don't think people really understand until you're on the other side of the line to see, you know, the great sacrifices that caregivers make. I mean, not only are they giving up their time, a lot of them giving up of their personal money.
Yeah, personal reasons.
You know,
my wife's a school teacher.
You're
a school teacher.
So you know, dig into your pockets, and you know, you're feeding children who haven't, you know, didn't have dinner last night or didn't have breakfast. And you know, so, you know, and it takes more than just showing up on the job every day to get the job done. I mean, it goes above and beyond just, you know, the shift that you work. I mean, it's an ongoing job. And like Minister Williams said, it's a 24-hour day job. I mean, you know, even when I'm not in the classroom, it seems like I'm still dealing with students, whether they text you or they hit you an email and be like, hey, you know, this is going on, X, Y, and Z, or even if the students that I had 5-6 years ago who still keep in touch because they have stuff that they're going through.
Right.
So it never stops. When you're a caregiver, it never, ever stops.
And he has a national, Minister Williams had a national
Caregiver Week.
And I didn't know anything about that. It's like, It goes right under the radar. It's like,
I didn't even know the week existed.
And at some point, everyone needs a caregiver from whatever age you are. You know, whether you're young, you know, infant, all the way up to when you're an elder. You're going to need someone to provide you care. And those are the resources we need to make sure that we show appreciation to. So they will remain there. You understand what I'm saying, Red?
Right.
That they will remain there, remain viable resources. And so you have to not only just keep, you can't just keep drawing from the resource, but you have to replenish it.
You have to
make sure it's taken care of. So you have to appreciate the resources. So when we're connecting resources at Pastors ACDC, not only are we connecting them for people to consume them, but we're connecting people to also do replenish.
Replenish, that's right. And, you know, like you said, you want those caregivers to feel appreciated and to feel supported because those are seeds that we're planting. We want those seeds to continue to grow because, truth be told, you got a lot of caregivers who just say, okay, this is just a job.
Yeah.
Nobody appreciates what I'm doing, and I'm just going to give, you know, 50%.
And you always hear about the ones that aren't doing
it. Those are the ones
that make the news.
Those are the ones that make the news. You know, just like I was reading an article the other day about teachers that beat up students.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that you hear about. But you never hear about those who go beyond the call of duty and above and beyond.
And are doing
the right thing. But at the end of the day, we want everybody to feel appreciated for what they're doing. You know, really feel appreciated, really feel that, you know, your community supports you, that your parents support you, that your children support you. I mean, everybody wants to feel like they're doing their job.
Right.
And that people are thankful for who they are and people are thankful for what they're doing. So I'm excited to know that this is another opportunity.
Amen.
The door
that
God has presented to us, that, you know, we're going to walk right through it
and
you know, we're going to link up with these nursing homes and we want to go out and just do whatever we can, even if we just go for an hour or two on a Friday afternoon and be like, hey, we want to do X, Y, and Z for you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we want to, you know, just whatever, just to say
thank you.
Even we just show up with some cake and ice cream and say thank you for what you've done for the staff there.
Yeah.
It will go a very
long way.
It would go a very long way to know that people are appreciated. And, you know, like I say, we can take the show on the road.
Absolutely.
Interview some caregivers.
Absolutely.
Get some firsthand experience and, you know, get some testimonials and let people really see what their day is like. Because it's a high-stress job because in caregiving,
there's no break,
there's no downtime.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays.
They work every day. It doesn't shut down.
Memorial Day, they'll be working there.
That's right.
Fourth of July, they'll be working there.
In the storm, in the rain, through the, they're there because they have people that they're responsible for to take care of. So they don't, it doesn't stop. It's like Minister Williams said, 24-hour day job. Somebody's there on call. Even when we home resting in our bed.
In the snowstorm.
That's right. There's somebody there at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning looking out for somebody in the nursing home or the facility to make sure that everybody is comfortable.
And this is what Pastor Zaid is trying to do, to make people aware of the resource, but the need to support the resource.
And that's the key, Doc. That's the key, is the need to support the resource. Because if you don't support the resource, it loses its effectiveness.
Say that one more time. I love the way you said it. Say it again.
When you don't support the resource, it loses its effect.
And what happens to the wellness of the community?
If the wellness, it dries up. There is no wellness. The community suffers. Because what happens is, if you're doing something you don't feel supported, then you're not going to give the effort to be a blessing to the community. But if, like you said, it almost goes hand in hand. If I'm doing something and somebody's supporting me, I'm going to do a better job.
Exactly.
And that's what it is.
That's
the bottom line. And that's what we are trying to do. We're not trying to be caregivers. We're just trying to support the people that are doing the job to help them be more effective and be more motivated in what they're doing. And that covers all aspects. I mean, and you know, there needs to be some type of appreciation for everything that people do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take that resource out of the community,
The wellness goes down.
Right. And it could be the simplest of things, you know, and that we take for granted and just be like, oh, that's just whatever. You know, that's just a regular job.
And the reality is that every one of us, some point in our lives, needs a caregiver.
And we've all have had a caregiver.
Yeah.
You know, we just wasn't born grown.
No.
Somebody watched us for the first couple of years of our lives.
Yeah.
Made sure we was fed and changed and was getting proper nourishment and getting proper sleep.
And then on the back end.
That's right. So, you know, we've had them and we're going to have them eventually at some point in time in our life. So, you know, and so those are the things that we need to do, is that we have to start supporting the resources. You know, and that's, and the more we support, the more we tell people that we appreciate you, the more we tell people, you know, that we're thankful for the great work that you're doing, you know, it's a big thing. You know, and since I'm talking about that, I mean, that's leading right into the summertime.
Yeah.
You know, when, you know, you got these summer day camps and things.
Yeah.
Those people are caregivers.
Yes, they are.
Because they're watching our children during the day, during the summertime when school is out. And, you know, they I know for a fact I used to be a camp counselor.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and you definitely ain't making
no money. You never making any money.
You definitely not making
a whole lot of stuff.
A whole lot in the heat. So your patience is already shot. You ain't got no air. You're trying to stay cool.
Oh,
and you got a group of 30 to 40 kids
running
haywire off the chain. You know, and you just making a little bit of money just trying to get through the summer.
I've been there.
That's right. And that's another form of caregiving.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, and like you say, take away those things from the community, and the community will suffer, you know, because then you don't have that covering. You don't have, like, that protection.
That buffer, yeah.
That buffer to know that everything is okay because we have caregivers and people that provide, you know, in certain positions. But like I say, we definitely want to challenge all of the churches.
Exactly.
You know, and we do this. We challenge. We team challenge.
We're
challenging everybody.
And we're not just challenging, but we're setting it up.
We're not going to
challenge you to do something
that we haven't done. That's right. So we want to set the pace, and we want churches, you know, either to link up or, you know, to start doing their own thing, but definitely go out to, you know, these various community centers and various nursing homes and definitely, you know, just take time out and just, you know, if you want to render services, they're looking for that. If you just want to say thank you to the staff,
yeah,
you know, that's always.
Keep them on the radar.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
they fall off the radar.
Yeah.
And people drive by them every day.
Every day.
And not unless you have a family member in there,
right,
or know somebody personally, then it just doesn't stay on the radar.
Doesn't stay on the radar. And like you said, unless you're in the loop, because
mm-hmm,
you have somebody in there, you don't realize the great sacrifices that these people make every single day. And, I mean, some of them are there, like, more than 12 hours a day.
Yeah,
I mean,
like 14-hour shifts.
Yeah, they work, like, 12, 14-hour shifts. You know, some of them work double. You know, I mean, they're basically, you know, these caregivers, like, they're nurses,
yeah,
on call.
Yeah.
You know, so they work. Some of them work 12, 24 hours straight.
So that's who we're going to. We're going to start with nursing homes, and then we're going to get some of the police officers that we know, some of the folks from the Fraternal Order of Police, to start working with them. And I believe, just like you were saying, Rev B, that if we give that support to our first responders, to our caregivers, that goes a long way with the wellness of our community. It's hand in hand, like you're saying. So this vision is just so huge, and it just, like, it just gets huger every time we sit down to talk.
About the snowball. We're about to have a blizzard of outreach activities. The blizzard of wellness. And it's true, like you say, the more we begin to do, the more doors God is going to open up for us, the more opportunities, you know, he's going to present for us to do this. And I mean, right now, you know, just sitting here talking,
mm-hmm,
you know, we said we wanted the free Saturday to be,
yeah,
consistent.
Yeah.
And the same thing with, you know, staff appreciation at the nursing home. That,
yeah,
should be something we do once a month,
mm-hmm,
you know, or once every other month. But that's,
mm-hmm,
those are ongoing things,
yeah,
that we can just make happen each month. Just go to a different,
yeah,
different nursing home, you know, after church. Be like, hey, adopt a nursing home for a month and go over there and either render services or give an appreciation to
ice cream social.
Ice cream social. Get a cake. Drink some ice cream and say, hey, thank you for what you've done. We just want to say thank you for what you've done. How easy is that? You can go for 2 hours, an hour and a half, 2 hours, have all come down and just, you know, take a few minutes break and just feel appreciated.
Yeah.
Just to feel appreciated. We're not asking you to do anything else other than just to feel appreciated.
And when we go on air and barbershop or the beauty shop, say, I'm giving half off for the caregivers this week or this month. That will give them publicity for being a supporter to the resource. You understand what I'm saying? So by you being supportive to the caregivers, their brother or their sister might say, hey, you support my relative as being a caregiver, I'm going to start patronizing your business.
That's right. That's right. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You know, and people are always looking for opportunities. And, you know, and like you said, the more we begin to open up and the more, you know, connections we make with various resources in the community, all it's going to do is just be a blessing for everybody else, you know, to come, to get involved, and just to do the little things, to be a presence in the community.
Yeah.
You know, just because the more you do for people, the more they're going to do for you in return, the more it's the way it works. And most importantly, you're going to keep that motivation level high. And people are going to really start working harder and more dedicated.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and more dedicated. That's, like I say, that's what it's all about. They just want to feel appreciated. So for all of you all, you know, we almost...
Yeah,
the
first
wow,
hour,
that's
the
first
hour
like
man.
A blur, yeah. But to those of you who are listening or want to listen, amen. The number tonight again is 347-324-5569. And also don't forget that you can reach us on Twitter at PACDC316.
Caregivers, and them being powerful resource,
powerful resource, great sacrifices that they make, and also just to know that they need to be appreciated. Of course, Minister Williams was joined us not too long ago and told us that this past week was National Caregivers Week.
Mm-hmm.
Folks were going out and celebrating, appreciating the hard work that caregivers give of themselves on a daily basis, whether they're caregivers to children, whether they're caregivers to elderly people. But it is a great call, and it takes a great person to be able to do those things. Absolutely.
We're going to take a 2-minute break. We want to play one of our favorite songs, Love Somebody, and we want everybody to love somebody the way God loves you. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Yes,
Pastor C and I were talking about caregivers, and of course, We know that last week was National Caregivers Week.
Talk to Minister Williams.
Talk to Minister Williams. So, and we just wanted to ask you, what are some of the challenges in being a caregiver? Because we know that you are a caregiver as well.
Well, it's a task that you have to have the love to be. You have to love people, and you have to care about the fellow man as far as their well-being. And we all need somebody sometimes. And when you have anyone that has a need, we should be the first one to step out and say, take me, I'll go. We've discussed that in Bible study a lot about always looking for somebody else to do it. Why not you or why not me take care of someone that's in need? We give a lot. It's very taxing. It has a responsibility that if you start it, you have to finish it. And start out and then fade away. You have to complete that and go the extra step to assist and help someone that's inviting you, somebody from that last step or path to expire. Or you give that last word of God. And he can flip it and turn it around. So you have a choice. You can go either way. You can deliver that.
That's who we want to support, people like that. And that's what we're talking about as far as with Pastor Zay, CDC. What we want to do is what we're talking with Minister Williamson is people that take that path, that step up and take it to the last, is that we want to be a resource to them and come in and do some appreciation things for the past, for the people that do it, for people that are caregivers, that we want to try to partner with some small businesses, that, for instance, someone that does nails or hair or someone like that, that we would go in, we will partner with them to give the caregivers a discount or something so that that would be like a relief for them for putting in that hard work, putting in that unappreciated work. One of the Minister Williamson things he said that they do like ice cream or supposed to do something. So we're challenging churches tonight that it's kind of doesn't have to be official, but unofficially adopt a nursing home or a caregiver or a caregiver or a day caregiver, and maybe once a month or every other month, go by with a box lunch. Go by with some ice cream. Go by with a card and say thank you so that you can help keep replenishing that resource, so that resource will be a viable resource for the wellness of the community.
Sister Wilson, thank you.
Sister Randolph.
I can say Sister Wilson. Sister Randolph. I'm thinking Sister Wilson. Pardon me, Sister Randolph. Thank you for stopping by tonight. And, of course, we always appreciate your insight. And you know, you're always knowledgeable of everything,
yeah.
It seems like. Every time we have her on the show,
she's right on time.
She's right on time and always has
one last
word.
Question.
Yeah.
How did God back to church on the fifth Sunday to see through the outreach at the nursing home? The staff over there, would you think they would appreciate that not only would we come by and minister to the residents, but also to come by and also to minister to them and show the appreciation for them? How would you, because you worked in a capacity in a nursing home, how would that go over toward them serving?
That would be a great idea because in my catering, they ask for my card and they don't have the luxury of, they have them up down. But in their capacity, anything could happen at any moment.
Right.
And that lunch hour means nothing.
Right.
Because what they do comes first.
Right.
So if someone was to come in and bring that kind of resource to them as a gift of love, that I know for a fact that would be the greatest thing that could happen to them, because they give so much.
Yeah.
And for that someone to think that much of them to reach out and touch them for their goodwill, that would be just fantastic.
That's a great idea.
In
addition to our free days, this is our next step to caregivers, and then we're going to go to first responders as far as police and fire department. So that's where we're tracking to be a resource to the resources, the first responders, that caregiver, and come in and support them and let them know they're appreciated. So that will give them the strength to say, okay, somebody does appreciate me.
Somebody appreciates what we do.
Right.
And not only at holidays.
Yeah, yeah. Or this, national days.
Yes, this work that they do is every day.
Yeah, this is what Rev B and I were talking about.
Every day. You can't get around it. It's the kind of job that you have to have the heart of love for your fellow man. You can go there. It appears that it's not the greatest job in the world, but when you look at it spiritually, it's the best job in the world. Because these people are there, some never have a business. Then the caretakers are sad. They have to be there,
Snow, whatever.
Rain, sleet, whatever.
The whole
they game. Have to be there.
So that's what we're doing at Pastors ACDC. We want to get involved with that of replenishing the resource, and that resource can still be a viable resource to the community.
Absolutely.
And so we're excited about it. We appreciate you always coming in. We know you got our back 100%. You was out there Saturday helping with the grill and the hot dogs and the sodas and the chips.
Yeah.
So it's an awesome thing. And like we said, the vision just keeps getting
bigger and bigger.
It is a need, that's right.
Because each one
touched
one.
Yeah. It's
better.
That's right. Well, we know you got to run, but we appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we hope to have you with us. We're going to go live to the nursing home on Marble Pike and District Heights, and that's going to be our kickoff line. We might take, like you say, a buffet. You know, we use your catering. Business. What's your catering business?
Delectable Edibles by Violet.
Delectable Edibles by Violet. And what's that number?
240-305-1718.
Say that one again.
240-305-1718.
Delectable Edibles
by
Violet. And we wish sure that the staff over there on Marlboro Park will love when we go over there and kick this out. We're going to broadcast live. We're going to get Minister Williamson to hook us up with the director over there. You know people over there. And we're going to do it live. We're going to interview the staff. We're going to have it out there. Just let them know that we appreciate it.
Great.
All right. I know you got the rope. But thank you.
God bless you.
All right.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
All right.
God bless.
Wow, this has really been fantastic. I know we're running out of time.
Yeah, no, but I said, you know what, it's always make time for good people to come by and bless us, you know, they come by the studio. So, and she always enlightens us with so much information. She always gives good insight. You know, we talked about that week before, how I've seen this.
Yeah.
A plethora.
Yeah.
Knowledge and have so much insight. It's almost like they've experienced it all, seen it all, done it all, know it all, you know, and that's a resource that we have to continually, constantly tap into.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I can't help but keep my enthusiasm going,
you
man.
Know, yeah, it keeps
you. I can just vision
right.
People just saying, these people appreciate us so much, just that much, come and want to bring us a piece of cookie or something.
Piece of cookie, piece of cake, a scoop of ice cream, whatever it is, you know. And really, Doc, it's not not even what you bring, it's just the fact, the reason why you bring it. And it's to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, you know, earlier this evening, that those words thank you go a very long way. You know, people feel appreciated and supported. All it does is just kick it into high gear.
Absolutely.
And now they got a little more octane in there.
Amen. And they
ready to keep on going and going strong. And like, you know, like Sister Randolph said, and see it to the end.
There you go.
You know, that's the thing. You know, she made a very good point. She said, you know, when you start something, you wanna see it to the end. And that, and that's what, you know, that's what the support is all about.
Right.
And a lot of times people start off God, with good intentions.
And fall off.
Because they feel like their efforts are not being supported.
Check that out.
That's what it is. When you don't feel like your efforts are being supported, you shut it on down. Because you say, there's no point in me doing this if nobody's appreciate what I'm doing or I'm not being supported in my efforts. And that is probably the number one reason why a lot of dreams and aspirations and a lot of ministry that God has blessed people with never get off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Because we so quick to, you know, shoot everything down.
Ooh.
We don't ever want to support nothing.
Ooh.
We don't ever want to support nothing.
Ooh.
You know, I remember that critical eye, you know, and the sad part, I'm gonna go here one time, is we don't even support our own people in their efforts. But we'll go outside of our community and support other people. But we won't, Lord is talking. We won't even support the resources in our own community, but we'll go outside of our community and support those resources. That's sad. So we're not even investing in our community. We're investing outside the community. And when you invest outside of the community, there's no reciprocation.
Exactly.
It's nothing. But when you invest in your community, then it reciprocates all back. It's like hand over hand. As I'm giving, it's coming right back.
Exactly.
But if you're giving outside of your community, it stays in that community which you give.
You're outsourcing. We talked about
the outsourcing. That's right.
Outsourcing.
That's right. Resource. We don't support our local businesses. We don't support our various community centers. We don't support anything within our community because we just have this perception that nothing in our community is worth supporting, so we have to go outside.
Yeah, and we just consume, and consume.
Never become a resource because of lack of support. So, like you say, when you don't support the resources don't grow. You know,
we're gonna do, like you said, we're not gonna be in the business of not doing what we challenge people to say we're gonna do. So we're gonna jump on that right away.
Yes, sir.
Just do it, you know. Talk is talk, but you have to get out and do it.
That's right. Have to be seen.
We're gonna get with that, and we're going to, like I said, just go share a cookie. Go share ice cream or something and get that buzz going. You come and you set up live and broadcast live. People will share what it means to them, and we're gonna have to do this on a regular basis. Just like the outreach, the free day, we're gonna have to do this on a regular basis.
On a regular basis as well.
It's exciting, and we look forward to it. There's so much that people have as resources. And we're lining them up and getting people aware of them. But once you have the resources, you have to get connected. You have to take that step. So, Riffy, it's been a good hour, man. It's carried over to the second hour.
Yeah.
But we always encourage everyone, if you want to call in, you can call in at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. And you can reach us on Twitter right now with that's PACDC316. That's 3PACDC316. Also, you can log in on your internet browser, and you can get us at blogtalkradio.com/pastorsaid, and that is PASTORFAID. Again, it's blogtalkradio.com/pastorsaid. And we will be available. This show will be available along with other shows, previous shows, on the archive. If you go to your internet browser about 30 minutes after our end of our broadcast at 9 o'clock, you can go again to blogtalkradio.com/pastorsaid and scroll down to the on-demand section of that webpage. If you scroll down about 30 minutes after our 9 o'clock log off, we will be available for archive listeners. And we thank God again for all of our archive listeners, all of our live listeners, all of our people calling in. It's just been a blessing. And we're excited about the things that are opening up, that are going to help the wellness of a community by connecting resources and people that will support these various things. You'll be surprised with people that haven't even thought about caregivers and the staff at not only nursing homes but daycare centers and the various summer camps, teachers. You know, they get a national day or a national week, and that's it.
That's it.
You know, our first responders, our police departments, our fire departments, our military people, they get recognized, but I don't believe they get recognized enough. And so we want to play our role with being a resource to them and providing them so they can be well, experience wellness. And I guarantee you, when they experience that, that's going to spill over into the community, and the community will feel the effects of them being appreciated and experiencing wellness. So, Rebbe?
Like I said, it's about supporting the resources.
Yeah.
You know, and we talk about, we hear Pastor Zaid always talk about getting connected with the resources. And
yeah.
When you connect with the resources, that really is synonymous with the word support.
Yeah.
You know, when you're connected with something, you're really supporting the efforts of that resource. And we're about the business of supporting. We have to get into the mindset of learning how to support one another. And the best way to support one another is to be appreciative of the efforts that people make on a daily basis. Just to, you know, take time out to say thank you,
mm-hmm.
to say that you are appreciated, you know, for the great sacrifices, great efforts that you make on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you go above and beyond the call of duty that, you know, you spend your personal time, your personal money,
mm-hmm.
still to be effective in the job that you're doing. And that's what it's all about. You know, we want people to feel well.
Yeah.
To feel well
yeah.
in what they're doing. To feel like, you know, they're not just doing a job and eventually they just want to burn themselves out, and you know, they're going to just quit the job from burnout and
mm-hmm.
from not feeling appreciated or supported. So these efforts that we're trying to get people to get involved
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
is just about making others, number one, feel appreciated. But then when others feel appreciated in what they're doing, then the efforts always come
mm-hmm.
back to
Absolutely.
Us because the resources become much stronger,
mm-hmm.
they become much greater. And the effort is there, presence is there, strong, and,
yeah.
and it's consistent. And like you say, these efforts that we're trying to do here are just little things that we can do every month. You know, going out to a nursing home, having a free Saturday just to give away things to people in the community who would then want to use these resources to go out and be blessings
mm-hmm.
to, you know, not only the surrounding counties, states,
mm-hmm.
and country, but worldwide.
Absolutely.
These are worldwide opportunities
Absolutely.
That the little seeds that we plant can go way beyond and exceed our highest expectations.
Our
wildest dreams. It exceeds anything that we could ever conceive in our minds that, you know, the little work that we're doing here,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just look at what we're doing
mm-hmm.
here. We've only been on the air for 1 month and we've already reached over 1,000 people.
Wow.
Some churches don't even see 1,000 people in 6 months.
Wow. Wow.
And then the Lord has blessed 1,000 people to hear us. And in a month's time, you know,
it's awesome.
It's a blessing, and I tell you, you know, the more you do for God, the more opportunities He's going to present to you, and he's going to allow for the ministries to grow. And I tell you, every time we talk to somebody,
mm-hmm.
it's just another door,
absolutely.
Another opportunity
absolutely.
that is open for us to go out and to be blessed. And we're truly excited about people who are getting on board,
yeah.
who are supporting the efforts here at Pastor's Aid Community Development. And like I say, we appreciate it. You know, because it doesn't have to be. They don't have to support the resources.
And that's one of the things I want to talk about is that it's one thing coming from your employer.
Right.
You want your employer to appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's
yes,
very important.
Right. Yeah.
But the fact of someone who you're serving says I appreciate you. You understand the difference. One is your the people that are your employer and they're paying you and whether. Most of them appreciate you, and some of them say, well, this is just something we have to do.
Correct.
That, not all of them, but for them to say, I appreciate you, and they give you an ice cream social or something, or they give you a bonus or something. That's one thing coming from your employer, but to get it coming from the people that you're actually serving or you're being a resource to,
right?
That makes a big difference.
It's a big difference.
That makes it big. Yes, I want to be appreciated by my employer, but also to be able to say the people that I've become a resource are really saying, I appreciate you.
The people that you're serving appreciate what you're doing. You know, and a lot of times it doesn't happen like that.
Especially with the police department.
Because you're always giving of yourself, and everybody's always taking what you're giving, and there's nothing given back in return. It's just like a give situation. All
yeah.
you're doing is giving and giving, and the other people on the other is just taking and taking. There's
yeah.
no reciprocation, and that is when you see it.
Yeah.
You know, when you see it, when somebody that you have served and
mm-hmm.
have helped
mm-hmm.
and have made a difference in their lives
mm-hmm.
come back and say thank you. One of my greatest experiences in life is always to see one of my students who comes back
yeah.
years later
yeah.
and say thank you
yeah.
for what you've done. That supersedes any paycheck, any ice cream social, anything. Because now you see that the people that you helped along the way,
and you made a difference.
And you have made a difference in their lives, and you appreciate what you've done. And that's what it's all about. That's
mm-hmm.
what it's all about. So when people who are being helped then reciprocate
mm-hmm.
by being appreciative to the caregivers and the people in the community who help them. That's the biggest difference.
Look at the correctional institution.
Yes. The
correctional office.
That's right.
To deal with that type
all
of
day
stress
long.
And intensity all day long. Every day, all day long.
And not feel appreciated. Most of the time, those guys and they don't even appreciate, you know, the fact that these people are here, not for a paycheck, but because they actually care.
For your protection.
They want to keep you safe. Because most of them are dangerous to themselves.
Yeah.
And most of the time, never in life.
Look at that correction off.
Yeah.
Trying to help the person on the inside.
Put his life on the line or her life on the line.
Every day. Also protect the community on the outside.
That's right.
And then you go further to the state police. Yeah. All the highways. 24/7.
Somebody's on watching those highways.
24/7.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times the police, they always get the bad rap.
Always.
Not to say that all of them are doing the right thing.
That's right.
But there are some that, and I would say the majority of them are doing, you know, the correct thing.
Correct thing. Doing it.
And you
right
just
way.
Can't ostracize the rest of them because
right.
of, you know, a few.
Right.
And then that's the same thing with churches and pastors.
Right.
You can't ostracize all churches and all pastors
right.
because there's a few
they
that aren't doing the right thing.
That's right. But in our society, you know, we assume that because one or two aren't doing it, then everybody.
We want to love everybody.
We want to put everybody in the bad apple category.
Right.
But not everybody's a bad apple. Not everybody's a solid one. You know, it's a handful. But
and to get wellness out of that, if we would give them the support. That bitterness, that depression, that despondency, that feeling of unappreciation.
Right.
If we would support that resource,
right,
then those attitudes would begin to start getting well.
That's correct.
And they wouldn't be as prevalent in the community,
right,
because they would see a reciprocating of support there, which will cause them to have a different way of relating to the community. And so, like you said earlier, it goes hand in hand.
Goes hand in hand. And we have to get in the mindset of knowing how to support those who support us. You know, and that, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Learning how to support those who support us, whether it's your pastor, your teacher, your caregiver, your provider, your police officer, those who cook your meals, those who do all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Those people support you. So there has to be some support on your effort in return to say, you know, you are appreciated. I am thankful for what you do because, you know, you are a resource in my life to help me
yeah.
to be able to do whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and we have to get to that point where we no longer become a people who are just always, you know, takers.
Consuming.
We take everything and don't want to give nothing. When I say Nathan, not one thing. We don't even say thank you to those who continue to provide for us, to take care of us. Because our mindset is, oh, when you get the check, ain't you?
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, it ain't about the check. And folks fail to realize that the job that they doing,
you can't.
There's no way you can even pay them.
That's what tells you about being a pastor.
Yeah,
you can't pay anybody.
No, he already made too much money. He got this. No. They don't even realize the time and the effort and the stress and being in all of these different places at different times, having to deal with different people. And you're like the first line of defense. Sometimes you're the only line of defense. Just call the pastor.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to call nobody. They want to talk to you. That's it. They jump everything else and go right to you. They don't want to talk to nobody else. And so, but people don't realize the effort. And so, you know, that's why I say when people fucking complain about past appreciation or past, you know, he or she is just due of everything that they receive because, you know, they are always giving of themselves and not just to one individual, but to all of the members in the congregation, as well as to the families of those members in their congregation.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it goes a long way.
This ministry also is going to reach out in that area also.
Yeah.
Get ready for that.
Get ready for that. And while we're talking, I did, before we get off the air tonight, because we're already past 8:30, time is flying tonight, but we have had a great, great show thus far. We did... On tomorrow, starting at 9:00, we're gonna have a car wash at New Birth Baptist Church, 1200 Kirby Street Northwest. We're gonna be out there from maybe about 9 to 1. And
okay.
We're gonna have some food on the grill.
All right.
If you all want to stop by,
get a hot dog.
Get a hot dog or something. Be free of charge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Car wash.
Hot dog.
There, and, you know, just kind of be blessed, but. Also, we did want to let you all know that Sunday at 3:00 will be the Lion of Judah, which is our dance ministry at New Birth. They're having their annual day.
All right.
And we have the Nazareth Baptist Church. We have their dance ministry coming. We also have Minister Daniel Blazes coming. And of course, we got the MOP, which is the Men of Praise.
All right. All right.
From Heart of God. Amen. So we always glad to have our family
to come by.
So we know that they're going to be a blessing. So that's Sunday at 3:00 for the annual day. And if you get there early enough,
they're gonna be cooking now.
All right.
So, and, you know, get out,
a little
get,
something for your
get,
belly.
That's right. So you can get a little something on your stomach before service. So you know they're gonna have some food right after 11 o'clock service. So if you get there early enough, come on by and get yourself.
All right, I love it.
Yeah, come on by.
Another long day. They're gonna be back on the radio.
Be back on the radio. So. But Red B will be definitely try to be here by 7. So, you know, if not, I'll be calling in on that phone.
Yeah.
But we start at 3, so that should give us more than enough time to get here at least by like 6 or something.
Yeah.
But we thank the God, you know, thank God for the efforts of those at Red Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Of course. Thank you, Patrick, for the great efforts for those who do at the Heart of God Baptist Church. Great work that I walked into. Like I said, we got so excited about the great things that are ready to take place. You know, got the summer concert series ready to come up, and of course, you know, still going to link up with Pastor Wiley in the first ACTR, and of course, now we got the nursing home thing coming through, and of course, you know, we're going to make the free Saturdays, amen. We're going to make the free Saturdays an ongoing thing. We're going to try to at least get that to hopefully October. I think it stays warm in this area till October.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got a good
and
4 or 5 months.
Talked about in the deacons meeting, we talked about what we would have to do to facilitate clothing, because you need clothing in the winter.
So
we're during the summer we will be discussing how to facilitate that, whether we will have to go inside somewhere.
Right.
Somebody will provide a facility where we can go inside somewhere. But we'll be working on that during the summer, so we just don't want it to fall off at the end of the fall. But the outside, you know, we'll, at some point it will be too cold to go out there for that period of time. But we know that we serve an awesome God. He will make a way.
He always provides for his people. So even when, you know, we feel like we're stranded in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure we have our needs met. So we're not gonna worry about that, because
God
always bless positive efforts. So, but like I say, you know, we want to definitely keep that slow drive going. And, you know, whatever you have that you know you no longer have a need for, suit, clothes, shoes.
You should have seen it.
It was awesome. And those are the things that, you know, we really need to just start doing, because most of the time here in our community, we just throw away clothes with the sole purpose of buying them. And that's how we just get rid of stuff so we can buy more, you know. And a lot of times we just throw it away or we give it to Goodwill or whatever, and then they're going to put a price tag on it and sell it. And why not just give it so that somebody can be blessed by it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to have a price tag on it. God's going to bless you and give it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need a receipt to claim it on your taxes.
Yeah.
And itemize it. You need to itemize it, because, you know, God will take care of it all. He'll meet every single need.
Overflow. You'll continue to experience
that
overflow.
Right. Continue to experience overflow, and that's what it's all about. You know, and I love those overflow blessings, because you know, when you get close to people, they got overflow. It's just gonna fall on you, so you get a little bit of it. You get a little bit of it too. So you know, we all get some. So and that's what it's all about. It's just about opening up our doors.
Yeah.
Blessing to the the more we get to do, the more that God is going to bless to bless our efforts. So we are excited.
Yes, we are.
We're not just talking. We make it happen.
You got to make it happen.
Like I said, we want to challenge all of these churches in the surrounding areas, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, you know, nationally. Atlanta, we know you got family in Atlanta.
Exactly.
Got family in California.
That's
so
right.
You want to challenge everybody to get on board with this effort and really make a difference in our community. Because as we said from day one, in the community as well, we all are well.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. And that's how it goes. For the community as well, we all are well. When we support the resources in the community, everybody's happy.
I love it. I want to give a shout out to all of the teachers and administrators and staff at Lanham Christian Academy. That's where Lanham Christian School, that's where my daughter is going to be graduating high school tomorrow from. She is getting ready tonight for her graduation ceremony on tomorrow. So we just thank God for the Lanham Christian School over in Lanham, Maryland. Thank you for the job that you had done with her. And great administrative, great staff over there. My son, he's going to be there for probably another 2 years. And we just appreciate those teachers and staff that have helped them matriculate to higher education. And we are just seeing resources all over the place that need to be appreciated, that need to be supported, that people can connect to. And that was one that was in my life and in the life of my children. So we give them a big shout out. And go class 2012.
2012. That's right. Today was my senior's last day as well, so we were glad to see our seniors going through. So graduation will be June 5th, Constitution Hall downtown.
All right.
So, they go break in between, but it's always good to see that growth. You know, they come in and they
rough around the head.
14, 13, little babies, green behind the ear. Don't know nothing. Just looking like a deer in headlights. But during the courses, of the years, you begin to see that growth and see that development. When they reach that age where they, get ready to graduate high school to something else, whether it's work or school or whatever, you see how they've matured and see how their perspectives have changed. But like I say, it's an effort.
Yeah.
It's an effort, an effort of the administration, the schools, the staff, the parents, we're all working.
All those resources.
You are all working together, coaches,
mm-hmm.
Counselors, everybody's all working together to make a difference in the lives of those young men and women who go on to do great things.
And be a resource.
And be resources to, to the community and be great resources. That's right. So, We do give a big shout out to all of the, college graduates of 2012, all the high school graduates for 2012. It's a big year because we know the effort that goes into reaching that step to be able to be recognized for your hard work and effort. So like you say, it's a great effort, often underappreciated, especially. Teachers and everybody who puts in all those, additional hours, time to make sure that these students get exactly what they need. So
not an easy job, guys.
And I tell you, at the end of the day, when they come back and say thank you, it makes it all worth it. It's better than any bonus, anything that you could ever get when they all come back.
All right.
And say thank you for just helping me to be that man or that woman. That's what you want to be remembered for, that you made a difference in the life of somebody.
And that's what we want to do here at Pastors Aid PDC. We want to make a difference. We don't want to be an organization that is just is a consumer, but we want to be an organization that's making a difference in our community. And we're just trusting, we believe in God for that, and we've already seen it start coming to fruition, and every week it just gets awesomer, more awesome, if that's the word, more awesome, it's more awesome, and we are excited about it. You're going to hear more and more. This is just the beginning. When you go back to 2012, 10 years from now, and you'll listen to the archives of these early shows and to see this in its infancy. The vision that is being given and the things that are being done 10 years from now, it'll be a blessing to reflect back on this and see how far God has brought us.
That's right. We know He's doing going to bless the effort. It's, you know, it's only what you do for Christ is going to last. You know, everything else is going to fade out or fade away. But we know that this effort is going to take us a long way, and it's going to open up a lot of doors, and may take us across the country and across the world. You know, you just don't know what God is getting ready to do. But we are truly, truly excited about what God has already shown us.
These people that are listening to me and listen to us, and say, you guys are really excited. You guys,
you
can hear it in your voice. You guys are really excited.
Yeah.
You guys are fired up.
But you have to be. You know, you have to be. I mean, you if you want somebody to believe in what you're doing, you got to believe in it yourself. You know, now we can get on here and we can act all nonchalant and be cool as we do. Nobody's going to believe or buy into what we're selling. But if they hear that enthusiasm, if they hear that excitement in your voice that says, you know, after seeing Red B, they're
right.
excited. They must really have something going on. I'm trying to figure out why they're so excited all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they sound like they're ready to jump through the microphone. You know what I'm saying? So that makes people more inquisitive to figure out exactly what is going on.
You had to experience all that. You had to experience. I mean, you had to be there to see the interaction, the flow of things.
Yeah.
It was like what the vision was just came right out into the parking lot. So it just materialized right before your eyes. So that's the way I see things. I see things and then speak them, and then they materialize. And this is what I see with the nursing home, with daycare, with the police officers, with the community supporting each other. This is what I see. And it can't help but to bring anything but wellness. And so when you see that, and then you see it actually happen, that's where you get excited about it. Just like with the Special Olympics that we experienced this week. To see the joy on these people's faces that actually were resources to help, to see the joy on the faces of the people that with special needs that were participating in the different sporting events, that whole atmosphere was I know we gave out, there was over 1,600 lunches just for volunteers. That was just for volunteers.
That's
not for the athletes and everything. So you can see how big of a venue and a big of an event it was. And everyone was positive. Everyone was doing something that they were contributing. And that whole area was experiencing wellness. They were experiencing what humans, the goodness that we can be about. And you have to get excited about that. If you can't get excited about that, we just gonna have to pray.
If you can't get excited about something, then you know, then your efforts are going to be stagnant. You know, you have to get excited about what you're doing. You want people to be excited about your efforts, because if people are excited about what you're doing, then there's support.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to stir that pot and get things moving, and get people excited. And get them saying, okay, well, I want to be where you guys are, because it sounds like you all are having a good time. It sounds like people are really being blessed. You know, there's some effort going into this. Doors are opening, and opportunities are presenting themselves.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times, you know, things can't grow and develop because there's no enthusiasm from the people that are doing it. Like I call it, it's kind of like going through the motions.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're up there, and you're just kind of just saying whatever and doing whatever, and nobody's
like an autopilot.
Yeah, autopilot. You just got on autopilot, and nobody's believing in what you're saying. But you got to be able to sell. You got to sell it. Sell your dream.
Yeah,
this is a dream.
Yeah, yeah.
Sell your dream. You want people to believe in what you're doing. That, you know, this can happen, and this is what we're doing. And be excited to look at what God is already 1,000 listeners in less than a month. Come on. In less than a month. We've only been on the air for a month, and we already have over 1,000 listeners.
That's it.
How about if you told me that when we first started, I'd be like, yeah, right. Please. And I listen, huh? But if That's when God opens up. He just like pulls out the flood.
That's it. You're making a difference in someone's life.
Making a difference in my life. And that's what it's all about. That's it. Ain't nobody trying to be famous. Ain't nobody trying to get no credit. Ain't nobody trying to get no money. We just trying to make a difference in people's lives. We just want people to know we appreciate what we appreciate who you are. We appreciate for you being a valuable resource. And then we want to help those who may be a little less fortunate.
Yeah.
You know, this is why we have the free Saturday. You know, this is why we have, you know, hot dogs and chips and sodas for people just to come out and be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. You know, that's what it's all about. When you open up the doors, like you said a couple of weeks ago, it's always good to have an open hand.
Yeah.
Because things can go out. And that's right. So God can put the blessings in, and so as you're giving them out, he's putting more back in your hand.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's reciprocation.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we want people to do is just have an open hands ministry is what I like to call it.
Yeah.
You know, just open up your hands.
So I give no apologies for my excitement.
No,
I just because when you see it and you see it materialize, it's just it can't help but create excitement. And then as we begin to develop each one of these things, as God begins to develop each one of these things, that's the type of excitement that's going to spawn off of this. And it's larger than life. It is larger than life. And so that is what we want to do. We want to provide that excitement, that wellness, that resource for people so they can get excited and say, hey, I can do a little bit too. Rev B, I can do a little bit too.
That's right. And in a little bit, will go a long way, and you will be surprised how that one seed that you plant could grow and sprout and bless an entire world. One seed. That's it. The one seed that we plant, and if we faithful over that one seed and stay consistent with it, it could sprout and grow into something far beyond what we ever could imagine.
Absolutely.
Because God's going to bless the efforts when you see that there's excitement and there's sincerity and commitment. You know, he's going to bless that. You know, the Word of God says if you're faithful over just a few things,
that's it.
He'll allow you to become ruler over many.
Absolutely.
You know, and so we know that if we just continue to do what we do, that the kingdom's going to flourish.
Yeah.
And it's going to expand.
Yeah.
You know, but all we need to do is just be consistent in what we're doing, continue to allow people to feel appreciated, continue to help those who are less fortunate and not able to have some of the basic things, you know, and we just think about all of the things that we could do in our community.
I know.
And the crazy part is that we ain't even gotten to the holidays.
Not at all. And
really, that's what everybody gets on board.
It should be year-round.
But it should be year-round.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
It shouldn't just be in November for Thanksgiving and
mm-hmm.
Christmas,
mm-hmm.
you know, in December. But it should be an ongoing ministry where we're always doing something and trying to be visible things in the community. Because folks are like, okay, well, I guess we'll see them
next year.
Next Thanksgiving or next Christmas.
Right, right.
Maybe they forgot about us the first
year.
You know, first 8, 9, 10 months of the year. But people need to still be appreciated and still need to have those needs. So that's what we're excited about here at Pastor Ben.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to get with Minister Williams and get with the nursing home, facility on Marlboro Pike. And then we're going to, this summer, start going to the very small businesses on the strip. And sharing with them this vision and getting them to partner with us to get on board. So Rev B and I will be doing some live broadcasts from different small businesses. It's going to be an exciting summer. I look forward to it. It's going to be something that's going to change many lives for the good.
That's right. And that's what we want to do. We want to change lives for the good and change it for the better.
Yeah.
And because we know that in our community there are many people who are suffering and struggling on a daily basis. And we want those people to know that there are still people out here
mm-hmm.
who care about you.
Absolutely.
You know, it's hard to go through life and have that feeling that nobody cares about you. Yeah. Nobody's supporting what you're doing. But we truly want people to know that Pastor Dave is going to try to support as many efforts and support as many causes that are going on in the community. So I don't care what's going on. You're having a youth revival.
Yeah,
you're having car washes.
Senior day.
Having senior day. Having any type of appreciation day. Whatever you're doing, we want to try to support those efforts.
Let us know about it.
We want to support those efforts. And we want to try to get out there and broadcast live and, you know, interview people and
mm-hmm.
so we can get some firsthand knowledge on what's going on and to know that, you know, your efforts are being supported.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's most important, is to know that your efforts are being supported and that your work is not going unnoticed, but that somebody has taken the time to really appreciate what it is that you're doing for the community. So we are excited about that. Pastor C, I tell you, I don't know where the time goes. But it seems like we've only been on the air for about 20 minutes. And we are already at 8:55.
They counted,
so we only got about less than a few minutes left. But once again, we want to definitely thank all of you all who were able to listen, even if you didn't call in. But if you were able to listen tonight, we do want to thank you for that. And don't forget, once we are off the air at 9 o'clock, you are more than welcome to log back in to blogtalkradio.com under /Pastor's Aid, and you're able to go back and listen to all of the archive episodes. And you'll be able to listen to
mm-hmm.
tonight's
mm-hmm.
Episode from beginning to end in its entirety, approximately about 9:30.
Yes.
So if you wanted to hear something from tonight's show, if you just want to hear it from the beginning or just
yeah.
listen to
and,
it
and
again,
some people are
yeah.
you know, during the week, they're tuning back in and hearing the whole show.
Yeah.
They couldn't get it.
Because they couldn't get it, yeah. So we do thank you for the effort.
Yeah, we thank Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio. So we thank you for this media outlet.
Yeah.
Because truly
yeah.
it has been a blessing.
It's a resource.
It's a resource. It's been a blessing to our efforts here at Pastor's Aid. And, of course, we do thank all of the faithful listeners, whether
yeah.
you're listening live, call in, archive this.
Yes.
We thank you. We
yes.
thank you because we know that
the word's getting out,
and we know there are many other things you could be doing, but we do thank you for your efforts to be able to go back and listen live. And so we thank you for supporting our efforts. And like I say, we're just getting started.
Just getting started.
Yeah. Emphasis state. You know, we ain't even crawling yet.
But ain't even rolled over yet.
So we truly excited about that.
Sister Randolph
Sister
Williams
for calling in and tonight. Sister Williams has great information about the nursing homes and caregiving. So we're going to be linking up with him soon.
Real soon.
And get out to some of the various community centers that he's in charge of. And thank God for Sister Randolph.
Yeah.
He's always a blessing every
yeah.
time she comes through and has her words of encouragement, words of wisdom. So we thank God for that. And while I'm on the air, just want to give a shout out to my brothers, Keeper.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless y'all.
Holding it down.
Love you, brothers. Still listening. Still listening to that CD from last Friday. So we we had a blessed time over at the Heart of God. And truly, I tell you, God, it was a blessed time.
Sure was.
The spirit was high, and we just had a good time just ministering and just being brothers and just loving on one another.
Yeah.
And having a good time and expressing our musical talents and singing. So we thank Heart of God for opening up the doors and allowing us to come on through and do what we do. So thank God for that.
Well, we want to get ready to sign off. And
yes, sir.
As always, you have the resource.
Yes, sir.
And now you just have to get connected.
That's right.
So we'll be back on Sunday, 7 p.m. Blogtalkradio.com /Pastor Dave. You can also get the archive message approximately 30 minutes after today's show. 9 o'clock and scroll down to On Demand. God bless you.
God bless.
And we'll see you or hear from you on Sunday. Yeah, I'm really excited. I didn't see that.